Blog Talk Radio.
Mubs Beats .com.
Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, then the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
We've got to stabilize the population. When I was born, there was
so what's wrong with the population? I mean,
there were too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
In 1913, the money power of the country was taken away from the people by constitutional privilege that belongs with the Congress, but it was given up in the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express.
Good evening, good evening, good evening on our usual normal day. A little different of a time, but nevertheless, we are back here. It is 7/9/2019, and welcome to another edition, my beautiful human beings, to Against the Grain ATG. After rain comes sunshine. I am your host, Rush Perez of the Real World Order and administrator of AMTRN, Against Normal Trends Radio Network, formerly known as Anonymous North Texas. We are in the building. How is all my beautiful human beings doing today? I really hope everybody is doing well. I'm glad to be here with all of you as always. So I titled this show, After Rain Comes Sunshine. And the reason why I named it for that is because it seems like, at least on my end, there's a lot of people, especially people I care about, going through a storm, including myself. You know, I pride myself on being consistent. You meet me in person, meet me at a bar, meet me at a park, see me walking down the street, see me on stage. I'm always a man, and I'm always Rush 99. I'm always Rush Perez, and I take pride in that. So that's why I really didn't quite know how to honestly make the description today, especially for our organic fans that have been around for years. You guys know I do a very studious job on making sure that the description is detailed and everything else, but I figured the title was good enough. I don't hide anything from anybody, you know? And then more or less to encourage other people to more or less do the same. So I want to start today off. We're talking about balance, contentment, something I preach several times. Try to live it as well. We'll get more and more into that as the show goes on, actually. But without further ado, you guys come here for the facts, right? Well, let's get to it. So we deal with a lot of numbers here. We really do. Be factual on the numbers as much as we can, find sources, you know, to verify and make it irrefutable, factual proof upon what we say. So then this article coming out of rollcall.com shouldn't surprise anybody because we've been talking about the debt limit, the debt ceiling, the dot-com bust from back then, and everything else. We try to stay on top of the numbers, right? Because numbers is my fun thing, all right? And this article comes out of Roll Call. The title is Pelosi Debt Limit Vote Possible Before August Recess. Now, before we even really get into that story a little more, is that first off, I honestly don't think that Congress should be taking any kind of vacation whatsoever, especially when you guys don't get shit done. It has literally been a circus. Like, it is embarrassing when you really, really, really look at the real main key of what they're portraying. The perception that they are trying to force us to believe is a reality. Hegelian dialect. Paying attention to things just a little bit more. I'm going to get a little bit into this article. It was posted today, right, by Lindsay McPherson. And McPherson is spelled McPherson. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat for California, on Tuesday didn't rule out voting on a debt limit increase before the August recess, though she indicated the need to raise the discretionary spending caps for fiscal 2020 is still an integral part of the decision. Quote, "Let's see how the conversations go," end quote, she said. Quote, "We certainly do not want any thought of default on the part of the full faith and credit of the United States of America. That's never been what we've been about. But there are those on the Republican side who have embraced that again and again," end quote. Honestly, I'm not even going to get into the rest of that article because I already am starting to get a headache. All right. But do you see the prick waving going on? No, really, seriously. Are you seeing why I'm proud to be an anarchist? Because the left and the right are doing this spectacle in front of us. We're the pawns, and guess what? We give them the power to do that. The hardest thing that people can admit is when they've been fooled. That's why I ducked away from politics. I haven't really been talking about politics much. Why? Because it's all bullshit. It's all fuckery. And by the time it goes down the bags of filtration of fuckery and fuckery and fuckery, and it gets down to your dinner table, guess what? It's not even a fraction of what actually matters. Like people starving right up the street from you. Maybe next door. How about their story? See, the press has become entertainment instead of a portal for factual information. Pens, not pricks. And this whole campaign of pens, not pricks, is report the facts. If it's a fact, make it verifiable. That's how people know it's the truth. But instead, they want to make your mind up for you. Some circles is called groupthink, right? Going to the devastations and weird things going on under the earth in California. Now, the San Andreas Fault has always been talked about for years, considering that it's on the line of the Ring of Fire. If you do not know what that is, I advise you to go and Google it. Actually, don't Google it, but Bing it. DuckDuckGo. And look it up. Right? Ring of Fire goes all across the earth, all right? Volcanic action, tectonic plates, et cetera, et cetera. This is an article from the NationalGeographic.com. A tectonic plate may have peeled apart, and that could shrink the Atlantic Ocean. This came out 3 days ago, May 6th. This is an article written by Maya Weihas, Weihas. For years, Jean Duarte, D-U-A-R-T-E, has puzzled over a seemingly boring underwater expanse off the coast of Portugal. In 1969, the site spawned a massive earthquake that rattled the shore and sparked a tsunami. But you never heard, or excuse me, but you never, but you would never know how just from looking at the broad. I don't know why this is. Hold on, I'm sorry. My apologies, guys. My screen is messing up. Okay, now we're good. Featureless surface of the seabed. Darte, a marine geologist from the Institut d'Analyse, L-U-I-Z, at the University of Lisbon, wanted to find out what was going on. Now, 50 years after the event, he may finally have an answer. The bottom of the tectonic plate off Portugal's coast seems to be peeling away from its top. This action may be providing the necessary spark for one plate to start grinding beneath another in what's known as a subduction zone, according to computer simulations Darte presented in April at the European Geoscience Union meeting. Now, I want to stop there really quick because I am going to be researching that. I've definitely, in the last probably 6 or 7 years, especially you organic fans, you guys know that, I'm getting more into understanding the place that I reside. And I don't mean my block. I mean this Earth, Mother Earth, who doesn't give a fuck about your politics or what you feel. She does what she wants. She's been mistreated lately, being manipulated. Trash, people not caring. People don't even give a shit about themselves and their families most of the time, or at least care about getting knowledge. So what the hell makes you think they care about the Earth? You guys know that I love Hobson. I think Hobson is one of the most underrated, realest hip-hop artists out there. Speaking of, as a hip-hop artist myself, who's done very well, I really admire him because I know exactly what he was talking about in Ill Mind when he sat up there and said, you know, a real nigga's talk seem bogus. A real nigga don't have to say that he's real because he knows it. None of us have to prove to anybody that we're real. Why? Because actions, hold up one more time, rewind that. Actions speak louder than words. I actually just had this conversation with my little brother today. If you're on my Facebook, I'm pretty sure you saw the post because some of you laughed at it. But it was funny. I was like, dude, my brother literally just pissed me off and made me want to hug him at the same time. Because he disclosed a passion to me. And that's sacred. See, people don't understand what sacredness is all about. Okay, anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later. I don't want to go off in a tirade. We'll go back to this article. I got a couple more articles. If confirmed, the new work would be the first time an oceanic plate has been caught in the act of peeling, and it may mark one of the earliest stages of the Atlantic Ocean shrinking, sending Europe itching toward Canada as predicted by some of the models of the tectonic activity. And it really goes really, really deep into it. Honestly, I really don't like National Geographic. You guys know I like factual sources of information. We all know what they're about. But I really do like this article. Maya did an excellent job at that. And that's the thing. People are real quick to talk about the negative, but people don't get enough praise when they actually do what the fuck they're supposed to do. So let me be that balance, as usual. Right? Rush comes and cleans up as usual. Sorry. I like it. I don't mind serving. I really don't. Part of my job. Well, Before we get into some more articles here, if you've been on any of my pages or anything like that, I have really been working hard on branding and getting things from an idea to a reality. So Project Plate, it does have its own Facebook page. And it's really simple, www.facebook.com/Project Plates with a Z instead of a S. You'll find me there. Great philanthropy. This is my mission or my give back, because eating is something that somebody should not have to worry about. And I know how that feels. I've been hungry. I went into a lifestyle to feed my family. It wasn't the new Jordans. It wasn't the new chain. It wasn't the new Benz. It was the cries and the sounds, literally, of my siblings' stomach rumbling that made me go out there and learn how to go get it. You guys are more capable of that, too. But anyway, a lot of things have come into volition. On the music side, I always talked about starting my own little cypher group. Guess what? The Lion's Den is a reality, ladies and gentlemen. So please check us out on YouTube. Because YouTube always has those funny, you know, / things unless you get to a certain point. So what I will do is I will post all of the links of everything that I'm talking about on the show today on the post for this show. Okay, because I can sit here and just run through, you know, a bunch of websites and shit. But guess what? I'm going through enough, and I really don't feel like it. So, tough. But right after the show, I will definitely be posting that for you. But I'm honored to have Savage414, Lil Mech. We were at FOH Studios, which if you're new to the show, FOH Studios is owned by my homeboy, legendary KCO, a.k.a. Killer Crossover. And we got to spit this there, so it was really cool. And little information, trying to plan something for tomorrow. So definitely check that out. Project Place is up. That's up. We have a new artist. He's not a new artist, but new artist to us. His name is C Small. Dude's a hot MC. He just needs to get a little more dedicated to it. But he's got a story to tell, and I guarantee you guys will love it. Great hip-hop. And then this name might change, but this is what I call my little brother, because you guys know we're anonymous, you know, we're smart. But my brother P, the one I wanted to hug and punch at the same time, he is an excellent artist too, and there's going to be some things coming up. Things kind of got tight as far as time today, so I'm not able to like chop and screw the song and actually produce it to you guys today. But there is a show coming up Friday when we bring up the freshman group of Club Havoc Enterprises, which is the record label, my record label, Nothing But Legends over here, and three great artists. C Smalls is included in that, my nephew D, and my little homie Theta. So it's going to be tight, you know, and I'll definitely showcase his song on there too. He's a little camera shy, you know, a little phone shy, you know, he a real street block bleeder like me. You know, he just don't do the personal stuff. But he got a story, and he got something to say, too, so you'll be hearing from that soon. Just to let you guys know, too, if you are in the Milwaukee area, you are close. We talked about this on the show with Legendary KCO, where we rolled out and introduced that my Billboard Burnham, which is a local hip-hop legend on my side of town in Milwaukee, and myself, and Rox, which is is my sis. She's an awesome independent artist, and she's just signed with Brew Fresh Records, and she's doing great things. We are actually having the third annual Welcome to the South Side Volume 2. Your boy is on that album as well. The mixtape release party, August 10th. All right, make sure you are there at McCarthy Park Pub and Grill. It is on 63rd in Oklahoma, Milwaukee. All right, show up, good music, good vibes, come out, talk to us. You know how I go over here. You know, it's all love, no matter what, and give you guys some more details on that. Also, please go follow Billboard Burnham. Please go follow Legendary KCO. Go follow A.State and all the great people that I work with. We have a good connection of people, good networking, just trying to get that bag so we can retire. You feel me? They said there ain't no 411, 401k in the streets, yeah, I'm destined to prove that wrong. We gonna be a lot of people's 401k because these streets ain't shit. And we just actually recently had a death of a very, very, very cool person. I wish I knew him a little more, but I just want to take a couple seconds, if y'all don't mind. For Zorro, passed away not too long ago. All right, y'all, much love. Love to the Southside. Love to everybody who he was important to, include myself, like for real. We lost another great warrior. Gets hard. Lost another homeboy myself this week. You know, it's crazy. Stop the violence. Stop the bullshit, man. You know, most of these people pulling triggers ain't even got the heart to catch a case. You know, saw bells and whistles, you know, just like the media. The media tells you that they tell the truth. They tell the truth. They don't tell the truth. People say they real. They real. They real. They're not real. You know, be mindful. Eyes open. Eyes indeed open. Well, with something like that, I've been kind of stressed out lately, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to lie. Maybe even some of my posts a little racy, but guess what? You guys know, just like Eminem said, we can both scream, I don't give a fuck, you see who means it. Hey, my record speaks for itself. But your boy's not doing the greatest. And I'm honest, you know? After rain comes sunshine. And even though I'm going through what I'm going through, man, I'm still going to shed that smile. I'm not going to let the devil win. The man wouldn't even answer the door when I offer him a simple gentleman's game of chess. I wrote that last week, right? I mean what I say, people. The devil don't even bother me. I got to stay focused. Stay focused. But just because I smile, wave to people, never take my kindness for weakness. Never think that your time is more valuable than mine. I spent my whole life taking care of everybody else. And do you know, motherfuckers are mad at me right now because I'm taking time for me and telling the rest of them to fuck off. Well, I guess the best way to go into the halfway point, ladies and gentlemen, is the only way that dead man can. So for the halfway point song, say what you want about me. Say it to whoever you want to. And I'm on a radio station of millions of people who I'm actually very grateful for. Catch me in person. That's great. But just know I'm ready.
Yeah.
Witness true hustle when a nigga spits my name.
supposed to be real. Aim for your goal front, setting up for the kill. And say my name like you're down with me. Bullets come for your way, you can't hang with me. Acid in the coat, got your fairy ass on a bad trip. Step up to the stage, get your ass ripped, your punk bitch. Say my name and watch the hoes come. Say my name again and watch the fake niggas run. Bullets got no names, so I'm stepping my game up. Havoc and ready, ENT, we live in Asia.
Keep my thing with me and I'm in my head shedded. So my niggas son, yeah.
And that was I'm Ready. And best believe I am. I'm not a tough guy. I keep telling y'all that. But I ain't your bitch either. And I got standards. I do a lot for people and I do it humbly. I don't want nothing back. I don't want accolades. Ain't no trophies in this. But you're not going to run me into the ground. Understand? Welcome to the second hour of Against the Grain, ATG. After rain comes sunshine. I'm your host, Rush Perez of the Real World Order, Administrator of ANTRN, the most factual news network out there. Talked about several things in the beginning. A lot of it kind of personal. Life lessons. Talked about the environment. Some other little goofy shit talking about the politics, which I've definitely diverted myself from. You guys know what that's about, all right? But let's go into some numbers. You guys know I love numbers. So let's get into it. U.S. debt clock is already at $22,480,990,162,000 and counting. Debt per citizen is $68,280. Government spending, though, $4,433,120,000, and I'm going to say 100 and keep counting. U.S. trade deficit, $886,522,959,000 and counting. Let's go into the U.S. population. 329,239,233. Somebody was literally just born or came into the United States just a second ago. Private sector jobs, 124,150,205. People not in the labor force, 96,070,226. Part-time workers, 26,803,187. Officially unemployed, 5,961,336. Let's go into some other numbers, shall we? Prison inmates. They are lovely. Military industrial complex. Talked about it plenty of times on this show. We don't need to recap. 2,146,590. Convicted felons, 20,149,517. We have 20,847,979 U.S. veterans. We got 50,777,226 public school students. 3,406,650 charter school students. Food stamp recipients, 34,703,333. Medicare enrollees, 59,464,144. Medicaid recipients, 76,504,557. People without insurance, 27,443,938. And then those living in poverty, right here in the good old land of dreams, because you must be asleep to believe it, 37,575,750. Just wanted to sit there and let those numbers go off you guys for a little bit. And then you got people like Nancy Pelosi, Donald the Dump Trump, and all the rest of these idiots. I wanted to bring up two things before I go further on, because I want it on record. Number one, everybody better get their shit straight, because 2020 is going to be a hell of a year. It is going to be a hell of a year for many different reasons. This is not conspiracy stuff, guys. You know that I don't do the conspiracy shit. Factual. Prove it. When people ask, is Rush real? I prove it. Will Rush knock your face off? I'll prove it. Will Rush walk away? I'll prove it. Will I let you look stupid before I ever make myself that way? I prove it. You feel me? Don't talk about just one side of the coin. Flip it around a little bit. But I really seriously advise people to start learning, if you don't know already, some basic survival skills. And when I say that, I don't mean going out and just using a compass and a knife. I'm talking about basic skills like common sense. Well, you don't even have to reach that far, okay? Like, for real. And number two, people better start learning to love themselves. Going against the grain. Okay? I did not name this show that because I needed a name for it. I literally live what I'm saying in some form or fashion. Be dangerous. Don't be tough. Don't be this. Be dangerous. I've always been the black sheep. I tell you, some of my greatest victories that make me smile, even in the shittiest moves, are the ones that I sat there against the grain and held my fucking ground. Against everything. And guess what? I go home to myself, by myself, and I look in that mirror and I say, Russ, did you do what you were supposed to do? Did you really? I don't answer to nobody, and I advise people to start doing the damn same. Accountability is key. I want to go into the storms that are coming out. Like I said, I've been paying a lot more attention in the last, like I said, 8 to 9 years about the environment. You know, still learning more because I'm a teacher who never stops being a student. Anybody who knows me, I say that often because I really mean that shit. I never know too much, but I can't never get enough. All right. Now I want to throw this to you guys, and then actually I'm just going to close the show because we're going to have many shows coming up this week. I just want to come out on our normal time because I get the emails. I do, and I literally read every single one. I'm not kidding you. That's how much y'all mean to me. I do. And even if I don't answer, it's probably because I'm going to address it on one of the platforms such as you're listening to right now. Consistency. It's a lifesaver. So this article comes from weather.com. A tropical depression or tropical storm will likely form in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's what we know. I'm not even going to get into that article. I just wanted to get it out there. It came out about, a little bit less than an hour ago. But I will read the at a glance. A broad area of low pressure has emerged over the northeastern Gulf of Mexico. There is an area where tropical storms have formed in the past. A tropical depression or a tropical storm is likely to form within the next day or two. Tropical storm, hurricane, and storm surge watches could be required for a portion of the northern Gulf Coast on Wednesday. The future track and intensity of this potential tropical system remain a bit uncertain. Heavy rain leading to flash flooding is a threat along the northern Gulf Coast, depending on the exact track. Reason why I do that is because remember Harvey, remember Katrina, and everything else. Somebody's playing God. All right, you can easily go on YouTube and see how they have a machine that literally makes the clouds that fucking rains. So we're not going to get into all that, okay? Eyes open. Gloves off. Get to the roots. Get to the facts. Before I get out of here, though, I do want to throw somebody into our epic and awesome toolbox. Tool shed. I forgot I changed that, 3 years ago? The tool shed, because there's just so many dumbasses out there. The box didn't work. It got full. We're going to make a shed. Next is the, tool mansion, I promise you. But I'm going to address this very, very quietly, and I'm going to make it very short. People sitting up there upset over who's playing Ariel and the Little Mermaid and all the rest of this fucking shit is stupid. The end. Anyway, with that being said, thank you guys, ladies and gentlemen, for coming on the show. We have a lot of great stuff coming on, a lot of things this week. The Factual Dragnet will have the weekly receipt being posted tomorrow. I know it's usually on Mondays, but it will be posted tomorrow. If you don't know of our blog newspaper, it is the factualdragnet.blogspot.com. Then you can check us out also on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/ the official group of the world order, of the real world order. Check us out there. You can check us out on Twitter, the real world ord, O-R-D. If you're interested in philanthropy, anything like that, go ahead, send me a message, send me a call, smoke signals, pigeon carrier, whatever. You guys know I get a hold of you. I just miss you guys, and I needed to vent. So, yeah, you got the blunt of it. But before I leave out of here, I leave you guys with a moment of clarity. And it's going to be really simple. Be balanced. Be content. Love each other and teach other people to love as well. If you can change your own world, maybe this whole motherfucker can change. I'm doing my part. You put your 10 toes in, that's 20. Let's get it. All right? Love all of you. Please stay focused. Whatever you're going through after rain, telling you, come sunshine. All right? And with that being said, never forget, sky's the limit. And the world, my friends, are indeed at your fingertips. Be dangerous. Good night.